If you don't like change, you will like irrelevance even less. That's a somewhat famous quote. I'll link it up down in the comments, just because I want to make sure that I give attribution to the appropriate person. I wrote a blog about it recently too, so you can search for that over at multifamilycollective.com. But I wanted to talk about change today. And really, the acid test for change, and I think change is really germane today because technology, and we said this several years ago, has just swelled up into a tsunami. It's made landfall into the multifamily space. The next landfall in the multifamily space is going to come in the way of AI and how that disrupts your systems, disciplines, processes, and routines, workflows, org charts, et cetera. It's really going to disrupt businesses across industry, not just the multifamily space. It's going to give cause for various, let's call them feature sets, technology that has been invented in the last couple of years or brought to market in the last couple of years that really might set better as a feature of a bigger product offering. But what's going to happen is you're going to have these best of breed features, feature kind of platforms merge together strategically into operating oriented platforms, right? And so see all these best of breed features being combined together into a better offering. So anyway, getting away from the point of today's topic, and that is you really do have to get very comfortable with change. If you are someone that doesn't like change, you are not going to like the next 18 to 36 months to 50 months in the multifamily space. You're not going to like it in any space for that matter. Think about this. Every average person that shows up into an organization every single day starts out as a deficit to the organization. You're a cost. You're a line item in a budget, so to speak. I don't mean to be crass about it, but you are a line item in the budget that is designated a loss until you've given value back to the organization such that you become a surplus, right? You've added value to the organization in advance of the dollars and cents that the organization pays you in exchange for your work, labor, and efforts. So every single morning when you get to the office or you get online or you start producing content for your organization, you are a deficit to the organization until you've put that value back in. And my real punchline here, the acid test for every single person that starts out on the bottom side of that ledger or on the downside of that ledger is, what are you changing in the organization today? What intraday change did you make that added value to the organization that you can walk away at the end of the day and think, I added value here? I was paid X and I 1X, 2X, 3X value back into the organization based on that effort. That is your acid test. Did you change anything today? Did you change anything for the better in the organization today? You have to ask yourself that question at the end of every day. What did I change today that has added value to the organization? What did you metaphorically blow up in the organization and retooled, put back together in a way that was more efficient, more effective? That's your litmus test. That's your acid test at the end of the day in terms of adding value into an organization. So, my encouragement to you today is get very, very comfortable with change because change is happening all around you every day, every minute of every day, whether externally or internally. And it is those individuals who harness that and exercise that and put that into the organization that are going to come out on top, right? I hate to phrase it like that, but it is really those that are taking the initiative to make the change that is necessary in an organization to add value that are going to come out on top. Take care. We'll talk to you again soon.